Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Sure looks like a good day to run wide open down a two-lane highway. It's about
Let's go. Let's really go. Essential to this day is you're paying attention to all of the factors and factoids on the Doug Steffen Good Day program presented by my accomplished list of friends and contributors, including Jennifer Horan and Roberta Fasanelli, who are here at their own behest. Well, it's a request for me and a behest from themselves. And then there's Rich McFadden, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington. Kenny Kessler, monitoring Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter Good Day, which is mostly about the debate, right? Isn't it pretty much all debate? That's pretty much what we're doing here, what they're doing.
Well, I have a very important story about making beer into gasoline, but other than that, yeah. Huge story.
It'd be cheaper than buying gas.
Yeah. Well, listen.
Make your own.
Not much. Okay, so the first presidential debate is tonight. The GOP has its talking stick. There are 10 candidates that will be on at 9 o'clock. 7 will be on at 5 o'clock, based on the average of recent national polls. Somebody asked the question on the air yesterday, and I didn't have an answer. Fox News says that it took this from random polls. How'd they decide on which polls to monitor? Anybody know?
There were five.
I understand there were, but how?
They averaged. I don't know how they chose them.
Well, that's the point. The question is, what are they, I suppose? Well, some people will come up with that. Donald Trump is polling the highest by far, despite being the most controversial. I think it is. The reason he is polling as high as he is because he is controversial, frankly.
And he has a brand. I mean, people, that's really important, sadly. I mean, whether, not that I think it's sad in this case, but I mean, so many low information voters just vote on name recognition and, you know, it helps him.
Former Governor Jeb Bush, he wants you to call him Jeb. And I guess that's okay. I don't know what else he has to say, but the,
he's making a lot of money.
Yep, he's made a lot of money. Scott Walker, apparently uninterested in the fact that he's described as a union buster. Isn't that how he's got a lot of union?
That's his story from Wisconsin. Right. But I'd like to see from him, I've said it before, because I think he has a great track record and a lot to talk about. I just hope that he does it in a way that's exciting, because he can be a little, you know, just a little vanilla.
Mike Huckabee.
Surprising
pastor.
At four, right? In fourth place?
Fourth place.
So
really?
Surprises me. Yeah. Yes.
Wow. That does.
Yeah, I don't.
I like him, but I'm surprised.
I don't. He's too preachy, way too preachy for me on social issues. He's just way too much in your face about that stuff.
See, that's what I like about him. He's not in your face about anything.
Mm-hmm. Huckabee?
He seems like a nice guy.
Well, he's a wonderful guy. I met the guy. I think he's a wonderful guy. I just don't want him sticking his nose in my business. It's none of his business what I do or anybody else does.
Anybody that sits in that office or tries to stick in their nose in your business.
Yeah, well, I'm not interested.
Just a matter of where they're putting their nose.
Sticking their nose in my business. Ben Carson, who plays, what's that game?
Operation.
Okay.
Ben Carson is so smart, and I'm excited to see him actually tonight. But he just needs to amp it up.
Ted Cruz, another snoozer.
Oh no, I like Ted.
Tea Party Golden Boy. Fun. You know, let's just digress a minute. Let's go back to the Tea Party scandal. If you did not hear this or did not know this,
which one?
The Tea Party scandal of the IRS. The bipartisan probe of this scandal has netted some results. The report issued today by the Senate Finance Committee lays the blame for the failure when it comes to getting the information or what happened in the Tea Party scandal completely on the shoulders of Lois Lerner, who coincidentally is no longer there. It's easy to blame somebody who's not there any longer, right? What's she going to say? Do you think there are other people involved in this? I sure as heck do. I think this comes from the White House. I think it all came down.
Which is why she's not in jail.
Because she's protected.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if this is a go to jail offense. I mean, I don't know what you do with people
tampering
like this.
Tampering with government information?
Yeah, it's a go to jail offense.
It absolutely is a go to jail offense.
Well,
You tried to delete.
All right, so does that, wait a minute.
You tried to delete the phone. IRS hard drive.
Does that mean that Hillary Clinton is a candidate for jail? If, in fact, all of the things about Benghazi...
That's why the FBI is looking into it.
Really?
She will never go to jail, but she is definitely a candidate to go to jail, for sure.
So that gives Roberta's candidate, Bernie, a chance to really whip him up.
Yeah, right. Orange usually doesn't bring in the votes, no.
Orange jumpsuits, doesn't look good in the Oval
Office. Depends. In Cleveland, it does. It may not in everybody, but in Cleveland, it's great. This is the anniversary, 70th anniversary... of the bombing of Hiroshima. Do you pronounce it Hiroshima or Hiroshima?
I say Hiroshima, but...
Hiroshima. So the mayor of the city of Hiroshima renewed his call for the president of our country and other presidents, world leaders, to step up efforts to eradicate all nuclear weapons. Amen to that, brother. When you look at the pictures... of what happened. Most of us were not alive when this took place. 240,000 civilians died, either from the direct explosion or the radiation that happened after the Enola Gay dropped that bomb right smack over the center of Hiroshima. First time an A-bomb was ever dropped. You look at the accounts of Harry Truman making the decision to do this. Because at the time, most of you may or may not know, those of you who studied history, sadly, those of you who are currently enrolled in school or victims of the school system of the last 20 years probably don't know this, about the fact that Harry Truman, on the night he decided to do this, there were two decisions to make. It was either drop the bomb or invade Japan. If we had invaded Japan, the estimates were that 2 million Japanese would be killed and at least 200,000 American soldiers would die. So on the face of that, rather than, and there were a lot of people who didn't want to use the bomb, the militarists, MacArthur, all of the people that were big names, Eisenhower never really weighed in on this directly, but the decision, the recommendation to Truman was that we invade Japan. Send in, just do what we did in Japan, like we did in D-Day. Send in and just go for it. And then there was the A-bomb. And Truman, he worked at it for, you read the accounts, he worked at it, thinking it through for 3 or 4 days, and he decided to go with a bomb. And I think he did the right thing. Yes, no, everybody around the room? Yes or no? Is it the right, the A-bomb versus losing 200,000 American men and 2 million Japanese?
Yep.
Probably.
Yeah.
Was it the right thing to do? Yes or no?
At the time, yes.
Imagine having to pull that trigger, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's, imagine having to. Yeah, that's. I think Harry Truman is one of the really underrated presidents of our country. Guy was a haberdasher, came from no place, was a senator. He got elected on a whim. And then when Roosevelt needed somebody that was nondescript, everybody, he didn't even know who Truman was, by the way. Do you know that? FDR never knew who Truman was until somebody came to him and said, that senator from Missouri, you ought to put him on the ballot with you the last time around. So they did, because they figured he'd be no threat. He wouldn't be in the way. He was just there. And look at what the guy got into and how well he stood up to it.
How many...
You know what a haberdasher is, right? Jennifer Younger, people know what a haberdasher is. So clothier, he was a seamster.
I think he was a clothier.
Clothier. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, go ahead, Richie.
Well, just think about it. If you walk through the halls of Congress or the Senate right now, how many haberdashers do you think you
wouldn't
would find?
Wouldn't find many of them there. Mostly
you would find
lawyers.
What? 80% lawyers.
A few business people. Yep.
Yeah. Lawyers and doctors.
Yep.
Lawyers, doctors, and a few business people.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. But think about the. You know, you look at pictures of Obama now. Look at pictures of anybody who's been the president and how they age in the office. Look at what he did at Clinton.
Yeah.
Never really seemed to take that effect on
Bush.
On Reagan, man Bush either. Reagan, because the last year and a half he had Alzheimer's and he didn't have it full blown, but he had enough of it so that it wasn't getting to him. And a lot of people said he dyed his hair anyway.
Listen to this factoid.
What?
While 0.6% of the U.S. adult population are lawyers, 41% of the 113th Congress are lawyers. Members of Congress are 68 times as likely as all American adults to have practiced law.
Amazing, isn't it? 16 after the hour. Doug Steffens,
right.
Good day program.
Fake Green, Harrison with you. August in Europe is vacation time.
Here in the States, it's any time during the summer months. But as we think green, how do you take a low-carbon vacation and still have fun? Well, it's not so difficult. It's actually cheaper and a nice kiss to the environment, too, especially with gas prices through the roof, affecting airfare and other modes of travel. When we consider the farther away we travel, the greater our carbon emissions. Example, planes crank out the most carbon emissions per person. Then come cars, then trains, and finally buses in the polluting category. So going by rail is the best bet these days, especially since Amtrak's been rehabbing their choo-choos over the past number of years. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
He was the number 4 pick in the 1996 draft and played for 5 NBA teams. He's a 2-time All-Star who tallied over 16,000 points in his career.
Marbury stutters to baseline drive, reverse, yes!
So where is Stephon Marbury now? Stephon's been playing in the Chinese Basketball Association since 2010 and was on the championship squad in 2012. He led his team by averaging 45 points per game in a single playoff series. Stephon recently made news when he was ordered to pay his former personal chef $330,000 for an old sexual harassment settlement.
Plenty of time. Marbury goes at Prince inside. Layup. It's good. Top shot for Marbury.
Stephon Marbury, or as they used to call him, Starberry. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call 888-759-MYTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Fear of failure drives many people. It keeps them stuck in place, afraid to act.
But while it sounds strange, the fear of success holds others back. How can you know if you're one of them?
Take a simple test. Think about a goal you've had for a while. How many reasons can you find for not achieving it?
If you can readily rattle off reasons why you won't succeed, you may fear success.
If that's the case, ask yourself this question. What will success cost you?
Once you have that answer, ask another question. Will this really happen? Most likely you'll realize your fear is based on a false perception.
Then you'll feel free to move ahead. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with 2 free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
All right, 19 half the hour. Doug Steffens, good day program.
Doesn't Roberta have some Queen of Cheap stuff for us?
Oh! You're right about that. Thank you, Kenny, for reminding me about
She's
that.
She's the queen.
Now, Bruce is more important.
All right. All right, make it fast, Roberta. You got 60 seconds.
Roberta. I have 60 seconds.
Let's 40. Go.
Okay, let's start with Staples. They've got a great deal going on. Ever lose your pens? Well, they'll give you 60 ballpoint pens and Bic ones at that, too. Not the lousy, you know, make-believe Bic pens. Just $3 at Staples.
$3.
An incredible deal. Oh, yeah. Yeah, now, if you've got a student heading off to college, here's another deal from Walmart. A laptop bundle, including the Chromebook laptop, a printer, a laptop sleeve, and a flash drive, all for $186. Which is an incredible deal if you got a kid going to college. You just want to get your kid a little laptop. Toys R Us giving you a free lunch kit with any backpack. And the Disney Store has a sleep sale with bedtime favorites at only $10.
Deals from Walmart, Toys R Us, and the Disney Store in the Better Living Box at DougSteffen.com.